ta'ala. And we have reached foundation number 7. We're going to discuss tonight foundation number 7. قال رحمه الله تعالى, he said, may Allah's mercy be upon him, he said, no, we did a 7th, now we need to go to the 8th. Yes, the 8th. He said, رحمه الله, الأحكام الأصولية والفروعية لا تتم إلا بأمرين, وجود شروطها وأركانها وانتفاء موانعها. The basic rulings and the practical rulings, the principal rulings and the practical rulings are established only after first fulfilling or the conditions or the presence of the conditions, meeting the conditions, and absence of impediments and lack of impediments. And this is a great foundation which covers all the rulings. The principal rulings and the practical rulings are established only after the presence of the conditions, the existence of the conditions, and lack of impediments. This refers to all the rulings, whether they are the legal or the universal, al-kawni as well as the shar'i. Al-kawni meaning universal, and al-shar'i meaning the legal. This applies to both. So the fulfillment or the existence of the causes and the absence of pertaining impediments. Now, take for example, on the universal rulings. Take an example on the universal rulings. The Prophet ﷺ, regarding for example, Ayat al-Kursi. Regarding Ayat al-Kursi. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever recites Ayat al-Kursi in his might, then as you can find this in Sahih al-Bukhari, we'll give you the note, volume 1, hadith number 143, that there continues to be a guard from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarding him, and no shaitan will come near him until the morning. Until the morning. In Bukhari, volume 1, hadith 143, also in Bukhari, volume 1, hadith 493. This will be volume 4, I'm sorry, volume 4, hadith 495. Volume 4, hadith 495. As well as hadith 530. Also, another example, and we will discuss what the point here, the point of evidence, the other example is, concerning the okay, there it is. Whenever you go to your bed, recite the verse of Ayatul Kursi, for then a guardian from Allah will be guarding you, and Satan will not approach you till dawn. Okay. Also, take from Sahih Bukhari as well, volume 1, hadith 143, and also hadith the same, 493, concerning the dua which the person makes upon engaging his wife in sexual intercourse. If the Prophet ﷺ said, if any one of you on having sexual relations with his wife said, and he must say this before starting, in the name of Allah, Bismillah, O Allah, protect us from Satan, and also protect what you bestow on us, meaning the coming offspring, from Satan. And if it is destined that they should have a child, then Satan will never be able to harm that offspring. So, a person makes these remembrances, makes these dua, and in the latter case, he makes this dua, and then he will have a child who is from the shayateen of mankind. Shayateen of mankind. Yet he made the dua. So now we apply this foundation. We apply this foundation. So you may have done the cause. So the cause may have been established. But an impediment exists. But an impediment exists. From the impediments is that the person says this dua or such a remembrance without certainty in it. Many people do the remembrances and the ruqa, the incantations with the Quran. They do it as experience or testing. They don't do that while having certainty in them. And that's why you find two people making ruqya on an ill person using the same remembrances. One of them will have his ruqya will have effect, while the other will be of no effect. Why? We say the sword is, as it said, the sword is by its holder, by its striker. Give a sword to a brave person and see what he will do, and give the sword to a coward person and see what he will do. With the coward person, it will be like a piece of wood, and with the other, it will be different. So therefore, the existence of the impediment stands as a barrier that would prevent the effectiveness of the causes, like in this case the remembrances or the ruqya, the ruqa. Similarly, this is applied regarding the texts. This is also applied regarding the texts, like the texts of threat, al-wa'id. Like the wa'id, the texts of threat, we should know this word, al-wa'id. As the text in Surah An-Nisa regarding the deliberate killing of a believer, Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 93, and the threat concerning that. قال الله تعالى وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. And whoever kills a believer intentionally, his recompense is hell to abide therein. Yet we know that the believer will not be in hell forever, isn't it? No believer will be in hell forever. So, is the killing of the believer a kufr or not? The answer is, it's not. How? We say the killing is a cause related to this text, related to the threat. And there could be a barrier or an impediment which would halt this cause, would prevent the existence of this cause. So therefore, all the universal rulings and the legal rulings are not established except with the existence of the causes and conditions and the lack of impediments. Take for example now the legal rulings. The legal rulings. A person prayed but without making tahara. Without making tahara. He prayed without tahara, without ritual purity. Is his salah valid? Is his salah valid? The answer is no. He prayed without having ritual purity. The answer is no. Why? Why? Because of the non-existence of the condition. Non-existence of the condition. What is the condition? What is the condition? So it's not fulfilled. The tahara, yes, the existence of the condition is not there. The tahara, the ritual purity, so it's not there. Okay, another example. He prayed with tahara on, but before the time, before the prescribed time. Is the salah valid? Is the salah valid? The answer is no. The cause is not there. Thirdly, third case. he prayed during the prohibited times without a cause. Is his salah valid? He prayed during the prohibited times without a cause. His salah is not valid because there is an impediment, because the existence of an impediment. Right? This is an application of the foundation on legal matters. For example, in this case, the salah. Take its application also on another state, another example, inheritance. Inheritance. A kafir relative dies. Can he inherit him? Can he inherit him? No. Because of the of what? Due to what? Due to what? There is a legal impediment. There is a legal impediment. Exactly. The legal impediment is the opposition in what? In creed. No, opposition in creed. اختلاف الدين. Opposition in religion. Okay, take another example. A Muslim relative dies, but there is someone who screens him from inheritance. In this case, he may not inherit. He does not inherit because there is someone who blocks him from inheritance, another relative. There is an impediment. Now, how about if his neighbor dies? Can he inherit him? If his neighbor dies, can he inherit him? No. No impediments, right? No impediments, right? No impediments, right? Are there any impediments? But there is no condition. There is no cause. There is no cause. There is no condition. So all matters which lack conditions and impediments, not being existent, then they are not established. Take another example. We know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as in the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 1, book 3, and hadith 98, أسعد الناس بشفاعتي يوم القيامة من قال لا إله إلا الله خالصا من قلبه. The luckiest person who will have my intercession on the day of resurrection will be the one who said sincerely from the bottom of his heart, La ilaha illallah. The one who says from the bottom of his heart sincerely, La ilaha illallah. There is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. But this person does not pray. Does not pray. If you tell him pray, he says, La ilaha illallah. You see the point? There is what? There is what here? An impediment. There is a barrier. You understand? There is a, and if you tell him to pray, he says, La ilaha illallah. So this stands as an impediment for the fulfillment. Also the same in matters of wa'id again. This is in matters of wa'd. Wa'd meaning promise. Okay? Wa'id meaning threat. As an example, in the matter of wa'id, the threat, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا يدخل الجنة قاطع. No one who severs the ties, and Ibn Umar said, meaning the ties of kinship, except that he will not be admitted to paradise. So, there could be this is a threat. And in the texts related to threats and promises, and there are many. In all of them, the existence of conditions and the lack of impediments must be fulfilled, must be established, must be established. And through this foundation and through this understanding, many things which would seem to you problematic will be resolved. Problematic to you, as we gave some examples now, whoever does this and this, such and such, will not be admitted to paradise. And whoever does such and such will be admitted to hell. All of these threats, and whoever says such and such will be from the luckiest in paradise, and so forth. All these texts of wa'd and wa'id, of promise and threats, it's inevitable that the conditions be established, be present, causes being present, and impediments what? Non-existing. So therefore, if someone says the entrance to paradise had been mentioned in many texts, dependent on certain sayings or certain actions, would these sayings and actions be sufficient? The answer is, we must believe in all the texts in the Quran and or authentic Sunnah. Then therefore, regarding such sayings and regarding such actions, there must be other things established, like faith and other actions which the legislator had conditioned, and also impediments should not be existing. Or like, for example, there should not be any nullifiers of deed being practiced. Nullifiers of actions should not be existing. And from this foundation, it is the way of Ahlus Sunnah that in the same person there could exist qualities or traits of Iman, of faith, and qualities of kufr or hypocrisy. Qualities of goodness and qualities of evil. And necessitators of reward and necessitators of punishment in the same person, as it is evident in many textual evidences. نعم. Take as an example, from the qualities of hypocrisy, of practical hypocrisy, is lying. The Prophet ﷺ says, وَإِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ, the signs of the hypocrite. If he speaks, he lies. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ, if he gives a promise, he does not fulfill it. So there is, in the believer, there are what? Qualities of Iman, and also there could be qualities of what? Of hypocrisy. Also, insulting. The Prophet ﷺ said, insulting the Muslim is disobedience, is fusuq. And fighting him is kufr, is practical kufr. When we say kufr here, it means practical kufr. It does not take the person out of the fold of Islam. So therefore, there could be qualities and traits of faith and traits of this of kufr in the same person. And these qualities does not take the person out of Islam. So he is described as مؤمن بإيمانه, مؤمن by the faith he has. فاسق بفسقه, فاسق wicked, wrongdoer, by what? By his actions or sayings of wickedness or wrongdoing, meaning by his sin. So he is not given the perfect title of believer. He is not given the perfect title of believer. He doesn't have the perfect, absolute title of believer under such situations. And the one who dies on this, his case is left to Allah. The one who dies on this, his case is left to Allah. If Allah wishes to punish him, he punishes him. And if he wills not to, then he forgives him. So anyone who dies on this estate with sins and disobedience, meaning he commits fornication, adultery, theft, etc., his case is left to Allah. From the branches of this foundation, again and again we repeat some. Salah. Salah is invalid until the existence of its pillars and conditions and obligations, and its invalidators are non-existing. Similarly, fasting. It's inevitable for its validity that all conditions are fulfilled and impediments are not existing. And these are the mufattirat, which renders the person, which are the invalidators of the fasting. Eating, drinking, having sexual intercourse during the day with his wife, etc. Similarly, the Hajj and Umrah. Similarly, Hajj and Umrah. Also, trade, transactions. Take for example, is trade following, and the time following the second Adhan on the day of Jumu'ah, is this valid? No, it's not valid, because there is an impediment. And so with the rest of transactions and donations, they are established when the conditions are fulfilled and present and the impediments non-existing, the invalidating impediments non-existing. And so an inheritance, as we mentioned also earlier, even with nikah, with marriage, it's not valid until its pillars are established and conditions are established and impediments are removed. Similarly, with the prescribed punishments and penalties. And so with every worship or transaction or contract, if conditions are not met and impediments are existing, then that will nullify. If there is a particular impediment existing, that would nullify them. And underline the word particular. Why in this case we say particular? Why? So that we be cautious in situations where the tahrim, the forbiddance, is general. a general one which may not nullify the worship. Let's take an example. If someone prays in a place taken illegally by force, the fact that this is a place taken by force is haram in general, right? This is haram in general. Now, is his salah valid or not in this case? His salah is correct or not? It is valid because the prohibition is not particular to the salah. You understand? It is valid because the prohibition is not what? Is not particular to the salah. Yes, he is sinful, right? He is what? He is sinful. Now take another example. If he prays with najasa, with filth on him, now the salah is what? Is what? Is invalid. Why? Because the prohibition is now what? Because the prohibition now is what? Is specific, is particular. Now, another example. If he eats deliberately while fasting, this what? This renders his siyam invalid, correct? Invalidates his fasting. Tayyib. Now, he is fasting, but he backbites and lies. Does this invalidate his fasting? No, because the prohibition is, because the tahrim is what? Because it is general. Because the tahrim is general, it's not particular. Yes, he is sinful. That's true. All of this is valid. All of this that you gave, that I gave you this explanation now, is applicable except in Hajj. This is applicable except in what? In Hajj. How? If he does something which is particularly haram, deliberately. Okay, are you here? Okay, let's continue. We said except in Hajj, the particular muharram done does not nullify it. Except in Hajj, when the particularly forbidden is done deliberately, it does not nullify, but it renders him sinful. For example, if he shaves his head deliberately while in Hajj in a state of ihram, does this nullify his Hajj? Does this nullify his Hajj? No. It doesn't. But he is held what? Sinful. You see the difference? You see the difference? So, with respect to the verse, let us shed some light on the verse concerning the killing of a deliberate. قال الله تعالى ومن يقتل مؤمنا متعمدا, and whoever kills a believer intentionally, his recompense is hell to abide therein, and the wrath and the curse of Allah are upon him, and a great punishment is prepared for him. The Salaf rahimahumullah, the righteous predecessors, differed regarding this verse. Some of them said that this is applicable on the person who considers it permissible to kill the believer, meaning استحل قتل المؤمن. Some of them said that this is applicable on the person who considers it permissible to kill the believer. When this opinion reached Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he said, إِذَا اسْتَحَلَّ قَتْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِ كَفَرْ وَإِن لَمْ يَقْتُلْهُ. If he considers it permissible to kill the believer, then he commits kufr even though he may not kill him. You understand? So this weakens this opinion. You understand? Another opinion from the Salaf rahimahullah said that this verse is from the wa'id. This is from the wa'id, from the threat. And for the threats not to be fulfilled is permissible. Unlike the promises, it is blameworthy. This is the second opinion. The third opinion, they said that this khulud that came in the verse, this khulud means lengthy stay, because in the khalidan fiha, khalidan fiha, this khulud, khalidan fiha, this khulud, they said means, this means al-muqf al-tawil, lengthy stay. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say khalidan fiha abada, did not say he will be in it forever. He did not say abada, forever. And the fourth opinion is this verse is a cause for admittance to hell. This is a cause for admittance to hell. And the cause may not come to be fulfilled in the presence of impediments, like righteous deeds, like sincere tawbah, as in the case with the people who attended the Battle of Badr. Because of its greatness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do whatever you wish, I have forgiven you. And this opinion, the fourth opinion, is the closest opinion, that the killing of the believer deliberately is a cause for admittance to hell. But there could be for this person a sincere tawbah or great righteous deeds that would stand as a an impediment. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said that is because the killer, there are three rights attached with respect to the killer. The right of Allah, second, the right of the relatives, third, the right of the killed, the victim. Three rights. As to the first right, the right of Allah, this is lifted, waived by tawbah. This is waived by tawbah, by sincere tawbah. As to the right of the relatives, this could be waived or lifted by the blood money or surrendering himself to them and them asking for the penalty. Upon him, and so this waives their right. What about the right of the victim, the killed? Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said that on the day of resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the truthfulness and sincerity of the killer, and so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the victim content with that on the day of resurrection, and such he waives his right and lifts his right. This is the explanation regarding to this important matter, and alhamdulillah, this is a benefit that we should try to record and make it also available for others if this matter is discussed. This brings the end of the discussion regarding this great foundation. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم